We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's a mad scramble to get into the FedEx Cup playoffs. We don't even know who's going to qualify, though. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the field and the Wyndham champions more on the RotoWire Gaming Golf and SI Golf Gaming Golf Podcast. Everyone, welcome back to Gaming Golf for the Wyndham Championships. I'm Jeff Erickson and Scott Jenstad from RotoWire and Jeff Ritter from Morning Read and SI Golf. Let's make sure we get those affiliations right for Jeff there. Gentlemen, how are we doing today? How are you excited about this race? It's not the race for the chase. It's a race for the FedEx playoff, FedEx Cup. And I know it's just the sports world is afire with that news.
Yeah, happy Webb Simpson week, guys. Last week we declared it Ricky Fowler week. It has to be Webb Simpson week, right? Is it? I don't remember. I think it's his
for those daughter. Who celebrate. Yes.
Yeah, I believe he's named his daughter Wyndham after this event. He is the all-time money leader at the Wyndham. So, if you've named your child after the corporate sponsor of a PGA Tour event,
get help immediately. I mean, geez. Do they sponsor the birth too? I mean.
I don't know. The Wyndham is an insurance company, right? So maybe there was,
it's a hotel chain.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's a hotel. Was the birth delivered? Yeah, was the delivery in the lobby? Did they at least have like a continental breakfast afterwards? I don't know. Oh, no. A lot of questions.
Too many questions. All right, let's move on from that awkward intro. this tournament is not a loaded field. There's some decent names at the top. Frankly, I think last week's field, at least especially the leaderboard, might have been better than this one. What do you guys think?
It's close. I feel like maybe the second tier is a little better this week. But yeah, the top names are pretty similar. I think we just got lucky that we had three of the four guys over 10,000 were in the mix late on the back nine on Sunday. So I think we just got. For an event that wasn't very loaded, we got a pretty good leaderboard on Sunday, although Finau kind of made it not very interesting the last hour or so.
Yeah, for the second week in a row, I had a sweat for both one and done and for DraftKings, and my guy fell four strokes behind Finau pretty quickly in the final round on Sunday. So
your DraftKings squad was really solid, though. You did that was some really good picking last week.
6-6 with Pendrith, Cam Young leading the way there. That worked out pretty well. We'll see. Let's talk a little Wyndham here this week. So top of the board, got Will Zalatoris at 10-9, Webb Simpson, as we mentioned, 10-7, highest he's been all year. Shane Lowry, 10-6, Sungjae Im at 10-5, Billy Horschel, 10-3. Jeff Ritter, horses for courses or recent form? That's what I pose to you. Or do you like anybody in this group for that matter?
Yeah, I don't think I would go with Webb Simpson here. I mean, that's a true horse for course price that you're paying for. He's really not had that great of a season. So I might look to him as a straight ticket. We'll get to the odds later and some of the one and dones, but not that price for daily fantasy. I think Siwoo Kim is kind of interesting off this tier. He's been playing well lately. He's won at this won this event before, a couple other top fives. And certainly Zalatoris, I mean, we've mentioned it multiple times as, you know, if you're going to put together a list of best players on tour without a tour win, it probably starts with Will Z, you know, and this is the kind of golf course. It's not particularly difficult. It's a par 70, but still, you know, 20 some under par is probably going to win this thing. So you just look for guys that keep it in the fairway, hit a ton of greens, and can maybe get hot with a putter at the right time. So Zalatoris always comes down to, is that putter hot enough? But this sets up well. I don't know that I want to pay full price in daily fantasy, but if you haven't used him yet in a one and done, or, you know, you look at the straight ticket odds elsewhere, I think he deserves to be the favorite. But I think Siwoo for daily fantasy is maybe my favorite off this tier.
If you if you like Siwoo over 10, you're really going to like him because he's 8,800.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sanjay. Yeah, I do like Siwoo Kim at 8,800.
Yeah, under 9,000, you're going to love him. There,
I totally misspoke. Sanjay Yim is interesting, but not as interesting. So, yeah, Siwoo is my favorite, one of my favorite guys this entire week at 8,800. So I would say I'll just leave it at Zalatoris maybe, but I'll probably just go down in the nines and eights.
I'm a little bit different build wise, I think, than Jeff this week. I think this is sets up very much like last week. We did pretty well with the, you know, couple guys over 9.5 or so, and a bunch of names in the seven. There's a lot of guys in the sevens I like again this week. Kind of how we built last week. I built last week with Cam Young and Cantlay, worked out really well. Although I had one guy miss the cut, so it kind of kept me from that top level, but still cashed well. I do like that again this week. Starting off with Will Z. You look at this field in the last 24 rounds, he's first in the whole field in tee to green, ball striking, and off the tee, 10th in approach. Just easily the best player in this field. You know, maybe Shane Lowry can jump in there a little bit, but I just think it's one of those weeks where he could be 12,000 in this field, he could be 11,500, under 11,000. I love him. He was 20th last week at the Rocket Mortgage, lost around the green and putting, so still hit it really well. Two top fives, last five events, four top 30s. I think I'm just going to pay the price this week and pair him either with someone in the nines, a couple guys in there I like, or Lowry or Sungjae. I do like how well Sungjae hit it at 3M, gained 10.7 tee to green. He had been struggling a little bit before that, but when Sungjae usually gets it going, he usually gets it going for a while. And then Lowry's just been great all season. We talked about Will Z with all the number ones in this field. Lowry's number two in the field in tee to green, ball striking, and approach. So they definitely stick out to me as the two best. But Will Z one, Lowry two, and I'm definitely going to pair them together in some builds also.
Yeah, and Lowry, I mean, his only really bad outing was the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
I guess the Zurich Classic, but he still cashed there too. But, yeah, he hasn't really had aside from the U.S. Open, he went 72-72. It wasn't even that bad. Yeah. Just barely missed the cut. I mean, you have to go back a long way before since he didn't make a cut, let alone anything, decent. You have to go all the way back to the Houston Open. And that was in the fall season. So yeah, he's been superb.
Birdie Fest is probably not quite the perfect course we want for Lowry. Usually it's grind and tough courses, but I think he can make a ton of birdies out here too. I think it's just very clear those are the top two guys in the field for me.
Yeah, and I like the way Will Z played on Sunday.
Yeah,
that was the third guy that I had him and I had Hayden Buckley. They all had good Sundays. And Tom Kim, of course, too, because I love Tom Kim. But we'll get to him in a second. All right, the $9,000 tier. Russell Henry's at 98. Corey Connors is 96. Tyrrell Hatton, 94. Adam Scott, 92. Harold Varner, haven't mentioned his name in a while, 9,000. Scott, who do you like in this tier?
I really like a friend of the podcast, Corey Connors, this week. This is a nice course for him. This is a course where driving accuracy is more important than driving distance. You know, we don't get a ton of courses like that on tour, but this is definitely one of them. He hit it pretty well at the last two tracked events. He's played a lot of events recently where we don't get all the shot tracking stuff, the U.S. Open, the British Open, but he finished 28th at the British Open or Open Championship, whatever you want to call it. Hit it really well at Canadian Memorial prior to that in June. So I just think he's the ball striking's back, and this course sets up really, really well for him. And then I also like Harold Varner. I mentioned we haven't talked about him in a while. 9,000 is a little bit of a high price, but he's made 9 of his last 10 cuts. He only missed the cut at the U.S. Open, kind of one of those events that can be really tough for guys. Been really good on approach on the recent tracked events too. Gained at Travelers, gained at Canadian, gained at Heritage. You look at the last 24 rounds, he's top 10 in this field in ball striking, tee to green, and approach also. So I do like HV3 a lot. The price is high. I'd go up to Connors if I had to pick one, but HV3 would be my second guy here.
Yeah, I really, you can make a case for this whole tier, which is another reason maybe to just skip the 10,000s. I think Russell Henley, you know, he's been hot and cold this year, but he's one of the guys. Last year at this event, he was a Sunday leader and ended up missing what turned out to be a 6-man playoff by a shot or two, I believe. But Henley flashes at courses like this, where it's all about iron play and just hitting it straight. And this is a good setup for him. And then the other guy, Tyrrell Hatton, same thing. He hasn't had his best season, but he was 11th at the Open, safely inside for the FedEx playoffs. But just, yeah, this feels like the kind of course where someone like Hatton fits his game. So between Scott and I believe that covers the 9,000s. And I love Corey Connors, as Scott said, he'd probably be my first pick off the entire tier. I also think Adam Scott, you know, riding Sunday momentum at the Rocket Mortgage. I think he shot a 65 in Detroit. So it hasn't been a bad banner season for Adam Scott, but you like the momentum and you like this type of setup for him too. So you can do a lot of damage, I think, in the 9,000s, which is why, you know, maybe you go Will Z off the top. Maybe you go Lowry, but I think you could do a build here with two or three guys off this tier.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Like, I mean, I think you could go 110, 109, like, and then really maybe skip the eights. We'll see, but I don't want to skip the eights. We'll talk about that in just a second. After I tell you what's in the eights. Denny McCarthy is at 89. Siwoo Kim, the aforementioned Siwoo Kim, at 88. Kevin Kisner, defending champ, at 87. I know Jeff Ritter likes Kevin Kisner. Tom Kim, you may look as Joo Hyung Kim when you're doing the selection, but he's at 86. Taylor Pendrith, 85. Christian Beswedenhut is at 8,400. Brian Harman, 83, and that lefty putter. JT Poston is at 82. Aaron Wise at 81. Davis Riley and Justin Rose at 8,000. Yeah, I don't want to skip this tier, guys. I like a lot of golfers here, but I want to hear from you. You guys are the experts. So, Jeff, you start off.
Well, I've made my case for Siwoo. I stand behind it. I think Tom Kim also, top 10 at Detroit. Nice pick, underpriced, and we found him last week. I think he's still a bit underpriced, given that this field really isn't much stronger than what he saw last week at the Rocket Mortgage. So I think that's a steal at 8,600. Taylor Pendrith, it wasn't a great Sunday for him, but he got a taste of, you know, being in contention at a PGA Tour event. So let's see. I still like that price too.
And three good events in a row for him though.
Yeah.
And at least he rallied to get his T2nd. You know, he didn't pull a Piercy, you know. You know, it could have been worse, but go ahead.
Finau hit the gas. I mean, it's just how low can you go every single day out there? It's not, you don't even have to play poorly to get passed up. So, and then contractually obligated to mention Kisner, but I actually like the other guys off the tier more, but Kisner is the defending champ this week. So, and this is obviously, it's his kind of track as well. So a lot to kick around in this tier, but I might start with the Kims, Siwoo and Tom, as my two favorites off the 8,000s.
Siwoo's so tough because the course history here is insane. He has four top fives here in the last 5 years. Not just top tens, top 20s. He has four top fives, and then he won in 2016. He was second last year. He was third in 2020. He has back-to-back top 15s, too, so he's playing well. Last week was a lot at Rocket, was a lot of putting. He always scares me, though. Like, he's someone that could finish top 10 or miss the cut. He's just such a variable guy that when he's playing well, he's great. When he's not, he's really, really bad. He's one of those few guys that can finish top five or finish bottom five pretty easily. I feel like he's more of a betting card guy to me than a DraftKings guy just for that reason. So I'm shifting to, no one's surprised, Tom Kim. You guys have already mentioned him. Seven PGA events, five times top 26. He's trying to earn his card for next year too. This is a pretty big event for him. He's trying to get enough points to to get his PGA Tour card. So this is a big event. He's playing for a lot this week. Hit it really well last week at Rocket. Gained 9.8 tee to green, 6.3 in approach. I'm skipping this level for the most part, but I will be playing some Tom Kim at 8,600. My other favorite in this range, probably Aaron Wise, 8,100. He's made 7 of 8 cuts. He finished 34th at the Open Championship most recently. You look at this field, the last 24 rounds, you look at ball striking, he's actually top 10 across the board in tee to green, ball striking, and approach. So hitting it really well. I know we've talked about Aaron Wise a little bit in the past, usually at a cheaper price. But so I'm going Tom Kim in this range, then Wise. But as we mentioned before, with my builds, I'm probably skipping most of the guys in this range.
Yeah, the thing about Aaron Wise is it's the Sundays. I worry about him sometimes on Sundays, where the week, you know, where he'll tear it up over the on the weekdays, doesn't quite finish off. Although the Mexico Championship, he shot a 64 on Sunday, so I guess my concerns can be ameliorated there. And he has won before on the tour too, so it's not like he doesn't know how to finish.
Good word right there.
Thank you.
That was well done.
Thank you. Every once in a while, I break out a good one there. Before we move on to the $7,000 tier, a quick note from our Blue Wire sponsors.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we are back. Thanks for the Blue Wire Network, as always, for hosting our podcast. Let's look at the $7,000 tier. Starting at $7,900, let's go to we'll do halves again. So $7,900, we got Keith Mitchell and Mark Hubbard. $7,800, we got Jason Day, Scott Stallings. At the $7,700 level, we got Sebastian Munoz, Adam Long. At $7,600, Kevin Streelman, Chris Goddard. I think Johnny Vegas is out now. And then at the $7,500, we got Brendan Todd, Adam Svensson, who was popular in a lot of circles last week, Alex Smalley, and Cameron Champ. They're all at $7,500. Scott Jenstad, who do you like here?
There's three guys I like in this range, and, you know, I'm going to be building a lot of lineups with guys in the sevens. My first is just red hot on fire right now, Scott Stallings. Finished top 10 his last three events, 10th at Rocket, 4th at the Deer, 8th at the Travelers, and hitting the ball really well, too. It's not like a freak occurrence where he's just putting really well. His tee to green numbers, he's gained heavily in all three of those events. So I really like Stallings' week, just kind of a recent form kind of play. Sets up really well here to be pretty good. I also kind of similar recent form numbers. Adam Long at $7,700. Last four events, four straight top 25s at the price here under $8,000. That will work. Doesn't have to win. A top 25 would be fantastic. Hit it really well at the 3M Open. Last time he played, gained 8.4 tee to green and 6.6 at that event to finish 16th. And he was 13th at Deer. Hit it really well there too. So again, not like a freak putting instance. It's hitting the ball really well. So I do like Long this week. And then you mentioned Svensson, popular. I do like him also. He's made 8 of 9 cuts. He had that one missed cut where everybody had him at the 3M Open, so maybe people are a little bit off him. But 24th last week at Rocket, again, hit it really well, gained 6.5 on approach and tee to green. He just putted really bad this week. He probably would have been top 10 this week if he just kind of putted average. He lost strokes around the green, lost almost 2 strokes putting. So Stallings, Long, and Svensson, I think, line up all really well. Recent form, playing well, course sets up well. Like all three guys this week.
Stallings for me was to the point where I would build around him. Like, for me, it was just an absolute auto pick. Still can't believe he's priced that low for all the reasons Scott mentioned. So
double asterisk next to his name now. All right. I was already on him. And then when you come out that strong, Jeff, it's like, okay, double asterisk.
Yeah. I have no one else in the 76 to 79 range for, I think Adam Long is interesting, but for me, it was just Stallings and just keep building.
All right. Who else? Anybody else there?
I mean, I think Adam Long is interesting. Again, Scott sort of touched on it, but I think for me, like I've tried to figure out a way to build with extra 8s and 9s, stay off the 10s. And then I got a couple guys in the lower 7s, but I just like, it's very rare. I think that you just take a guy in the 7,000s and go in. And now I've got even more money to work with. So now I'm thinking I got 2 or 3 guys in the 9s instead of, you can just,
right.
So it's kind of fun to start this week in the middle or even middle bottom.
That's actually a good structure note that a lot of good players will find that first. And then because you can obviously the higher price you go, the more reasons you're going to find to like someone. But if you can find their low build arounds, that's great. Yeah. Now, maybe if you're doing multiple lineups, you don't have the same, especially as we get in the next level or two, the same guys you keep repeating with there. But if you find that guy, I mean, that's huge. I mean, if you feel like you've got that lead on the field there, that could be great.
Yeah, so I think in the lower sevens, I don't know, Jeff, if you want to run those down.
Sure, let's do it real quick here. It's lengthy, but let's do it. 7,400s. KH Lee won this year. Chez Reavie, 74. CT Pan and Martin Laird at 73s. Harris English, JJ Spawn, Taylor Moore, Nick Hardy, Callum Tarran. At 72, Aaron Rye, Matthew Neesmith, Patrick Rogers, Stuart Sink, Russell Knox, and Doug Gim. At 7,100. Joel Damon, Mackenzie Hughes, Grayson Sigg, Steven Yeager, Lee Hodges, Danny Willett, Tyler Duncan at the 7,000 level. Got Andrew Putnam, David Lipsky, Patton Kizzire, Ricky Fowler, Vince Whaley. There's a name from the past. Michael Thompson, Austin Smotherman, and Matt Wallace. It is a copious list there, guys. Jeff, you're about to launch in. Who do you like?
It's a lot of – so this is interesting to me. It's just a lot of guys bunched up in this spot are bunched up in the FedEx standings right around 125. So this mm-hmm. to me is kind of fun. Like that was just a list that I pulled up when I started looking at this. It's like who's playing for their professional life right now? And it's a lot of these guys, Smotherman, Nick Hardy, Ricky Fowler, Callum Tarran, who I think was the first guy flagged because he just keeps popping up in top 25s of tournaments lately. He was my favorite. You're just looking for someone with momentum who enters feeling good about themselves. But I like this tier. I like the, it's all on the line, you know, something big to play for besides, you know, Webb Simpson, I guess, is playing to honor his child for whom he's named after. But other than that, the stakes are no higher. Although maybe Siwoo Kim has like a goldfish or something named Wyndham. I mean, his also tournament history is strong, but this is like your job is on the line in this tier. Smotherman is there. Nick Hardy's there. I would look for a couple guys here that are playing well. Tarran jumped out. I think Matt Neesmith is interesting too. But you could make a case if you like the storyline and you like having a guy who's just, you know, fully motivated for this week, this is your tier.
It's a fun tier. There are two guys that really stuck out to me that I'll be playing in a bunch. The first is Callum Tarran, who Jeff mentioned. Like you said, I mean, we got the last four events, three times in the top 20. I mean, this price, 7,300, that is really good. He was 20th last week at the Rocket after the 7th of the 3M. He gained really well at 3M, gained pretty well in the Rocket Mortgage, so he's hitting the ball well. I don't know, just kind of at the price, just riding the hot streak. The other guy I like here is kind of similar to that. Someone who was kind of hyped up early in the season and struggled is Taylor Moore. He was sixth last week at Rockets. He's got three straight top 25. So he's kind of finally putting it together. He had a lot of talent. People really loved him coming off the Corn Ferry. He gained 9.3 tee to green, 6.4 approach last week. Played well at Barbasol, played well at John Deere. At 7,300, I'm just kind of riding recent form with someone who was skilled, kind of hit a bunch of missed cuts in a row in the middle of the season, has found it recently. I really like that coming in late in the year. So I like Tarran. I like Moore. My third would be probably Chez Reavie, just kind of a good course fit. He won at Barracuda. This is a course where, you know, he's really, really accurate off the tee. I think among the elites in accuracy, doesn't hit it a long ways. You don't need that here. But Tarran and Moore, my two favorite, and Reavie kind of a distant third.
Moving on to the $6,000 tier, any super cheapies that you like this week?
I thought, I think Scott mentioned him first, Hayden Buckley, rookie from, you mentioned him last week or a couple weeks ago, Scott.
Big day on Sunday last week in Detroit. Yep.
Yeah, I like that when you're just looking for a reason down at this price. I like guys who come off their last event feeling good. And so Buckley fits that bill after the Rocket Mortgage. So he was my favorite out of the 6,000s.
Yeah, two guys down here for me. Surprisingly, no shock. Buckley was the first one. We're talking this range. You just want to make the cut. He's got two straight. He was 24th and 26th last 2 weeks. Hit the ball well. The approach game was just okay last week, but gained really well tee to green, gained well off a tee. As Jeff Erickson mentioned, played really well on Sunday, which you always like to see. You look at the last 24 rounds in this field. He's fifth off the tee. He's 14th in ball striking. He's 25th to the green. So, you know, among the better numbers for the guys down here. My other guy is someone that hurt me last week. I was 5 of 6 last week with some three guys in the top 10. Michael Gligich played really badly on Thursday and then shot 66 on Friday. So I like the fact that he bounced back. He had three straight top 21s prior to missing the cut last week. I just like the fact he shot 66 on Friday. I like the fact that it was just one bad round that he answered. He's hitting the ball pretty well at 6,800. I think his recent form is enough for me to play him, although I probably like Buckley a little bit more. But I'm going to go back to Gligich and not try and be scarred by last week him hurting me.
Yeah, you know, I share like the bounce back after one bad round. You can write it off as just a bad round. It happens, especially to the lesser established pros. Let's shuffle on over to the SI Sportsbook. Take a look at some of the betting sheets. Jeff, this is your turf. I always go to you first for looking at some of the odds that you like. Who's on your betting sheet this week?
All right. So once again, I'm going to skip anybody 20-1 or less. Although right. I think Zalatoris has a great shot to win this week. I think Kisner at 33-1 as the defending champ is interesting. I think Tom Kim at 33-1 is very. Very tempting. Yeah, I like Hatton still at 35-1. And then just a little, you just got to put Webb Simpson on the card somewhere. I don't think he's usable in daily fantasy, but for a top five at 4.5-1, I'll go with that. That's my card.
I'm going to kind of play the betting this week a little bit similar to how I'm playing DraftKings. I'm going to go a couple guys in the top seven who I really think have good chance to win and drop way down for some other bets. I'm going to go Will Z at 18-1. I was a little surprised he's the third favorite this week on the SA Sportsbook. Sung Jae is the favorite. Shane Lowry second. I'm shocked that Will Z is not like 13-1 in this event, 12-1. I think 18-1 is actually a pretty good price for him for this field. I like Corey Connors at 25-1 a lot. Give me a bet in that. And then I'm going to drop way down. We talked about DraftKings. We talked about Scott Stallings playing well enough that I think at 50-1, I'm going to bet him. And Adam Svensson at 60-1. I like that price. And then a couple of late darts, a couple bucks, a couple of top tens. Taylor Morrill 100-1. Hayden Buckley 125-1. I think in this field they can make a run at the leaderboard. I like them just a couple bucks for a win and bet in the top 10 also.
All right. And as always, we finish with one and done. Gentlemen, who do you got this week?
Go ahead, Scott. I'm still contemplating.
So I would, if you have Will Z available, I would take him right now. I think he's going to win the tournament this week. I've actually used him. I've used Connor. So I'm going to drop down and I'm actually to go with our boy, Tom Kim this week. I think I have him available playing really good golf, 33-1. I thought about Sung Jae, but I'm going to go Tom Kim this week in my one and done.
Yeah. He had that nice rally, that awesome round on Sunday. So that, even though I didn't have Finau, I did at least have a top 10 guy when I did that here. Jeff, how about you?
Tom Kim's a great pick. I was down to him or Webb Simpson, who I have not used. I don't know why you would have used him, but I'll go ahead and use Webb. I don't know. Is he going to be owned in 50% of this league this week? That's what, the only thing I'm trying to think is I got to make up ground to even make a ripple in this league at this point.
It's great. His last five times here, seventh, third, second, second, third. Like it's an unbelievable run.
Someone has to take. I'll take him. I'll take Webb Simpson. I'm locking it in.
All right.
For the Simpson family.
Jeff, who you got?
So I locked it in yesterday. I used Tom Kim last week. I've used Will Z. I'm using Aaron Wise. And then I'm backing him up with Shane Lowry as my alternate pick.
Wow, you still have Lowry available.
Yeah, so maybe I'm too much. Maybe I should do the other way around. We'll see. I might do that. It's possible, but kind of like Wise this week. I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah, it depends what names you have available, but Lowry might be a really good pick these next couple of weeks in the playoff too. That's a nice guy to have out there live.
Absolutely. You know, for my big heroic run in this, there's one and done.
If you pick four straight winners in a row, who knows what happens?
Yeah, I might climb all the way to fifth or something. I don't know, but because everybody else will probably be on one of those guys too. So any other parting thoughts before we sign off? Jeff, you first.
I think the game within the game is who makes the playoffs. We mentioned Ricky Fowler last week, maybe having more at stake than some. I still think Ricky's going to find his way into the FedEx and remain a US-based golfer going forward, despite the rumors swirling around. But
I sure hope you're right. He played so badly last week at Rocket.
Yes, he did.
His game's bad. He's my favorite player, you know, in the non-Tiger field, and It's been disappointing. I'm waiting for like that flash at some point. It just hasn't been coming. But I hope you're right. I'd love to see him in the playoff. I'd love to see him have a good week. But I just it's hard to see it.
True or false, do we see a slew of people going over to live in the next 4 weeks?
I think true, but it's going to be in 4 weeks. I think it's going to just all kind of happen once the FedEx playoffs are over. I suppose it's possible a few guys jump over as they're eliminated from the FedEx, but I think the Monday after the Tour Championship might resemble one of those like NFL season Mondays where like you just kind of say goodbye to some guys all at once. I suspect, I don't know, but I feel like that's where this may be going.
It sounds like with the amount of money they're throwing around, I mean, we're talking.
Probably true, but I don't know. Their events still kind of suck to me. I'm not interested at all yet. I don't know, maybe some other big names going over would do it, but I find myself watching their event zero so far still.
I haven't watched a second of it yet, in part because there's no TV deal and I'm not that motivated to get online, especially when there's 17 other sporting events going on.
And like DJ was complaining that like it was too loud for him to putt. And it's like, dude, the whole thing just seems like kind of a circus. And not for me so far. I'm always always open-minded and pay attention, but I don't like 54 holes. I don't like shotgun start. It's weird when the leaders aren't coming down 18 at the end. I just, you know, not working for me so far.
There you go.
You guys should watch next time too. I'd like to hear what you think when you do see it, because it is different and it feels, sometimes it feels like you're watching like the match, like one of those like Mickelson Tiger things, but there are elements that are interesting.
Are guys mic'd up like the match?
No, but they have more mics around the course, so it picks up a lot. They have mics in the golf hole, so you get some extra things that.
So you can hear people from Twitter yelling at Phil during his back swing.
Well, and there haven't been big crowds either, so you just can like.
No, the crowd. I saw the crowd. The crowd when Svensson or Stenson won last week, it seemed pretty meager considering they were giving away tickets.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. Of course, this is never supposed to turn a profit in year one either, so we'll see. It's just supposed to disrupt the PGA Tour, and it has done that.
It's certainly, if that's their goal, it certainly has done that.
Mission accomplished. All right, that'll be our note next week. Playoffs. We're going to talk playoffs next week. So thanks for tuning in to Gaming Golf for the Wyndham Championships, and good luck in your lineups this week. Take care.